HKX. Mobile.
WTJKT Mobile. Monday and Tuesday, so I left a half an hour early this morning to see if I could get ahead of the wrecks and all the other things that happened. Looks like I'm doing pretty well so far.
Hopefully it pays off for you, but stinks you have to get out earlier than what you need to.
It's taking me over 2 hours to get to the office, so it is what it is. I don't have 100% work from home, so I just have to do what I have to do.
XW Mobile.
Good WTJKT.
Patrick, good morning, Eric. Hope everybody's doing well.
I'm almost down here to Greer already.
Hi. In front of the BMW plant at the moment.
290 coming up on Sandy Flats.
I was having an issue with my little plug-in connector for some reason.
For the Gremlin.
You don't have no problem with it for 2 months, and then all of a sudden it just starts having an issue. Cigarette lighter connector or whatever, and I don't know, it's just loose or what.
Heard Andrew this week. I was just curious if I was the only one that missed him or what. I didn't remember talking to him. I had to shoot him a text and see, make sure he's all right here later today.
Vacation last day for the kids start school.
Luffy's starting school, isn't it?
And he starts today.
And where they start really early so they can take more breaks during the year?
He's taking more breaks. I don't know why they're just starting so much earlier.
One of my customers yesterday and about that, and she said they get out at the 1st of May instead of the end of May, so I'm just changing up the schedule, I guess. I don't know. I don't understand why they're doing it.
Probably with money.
That's all that's really important to them, not the education.
Fellas, NC9B.
KO4HK.
Morning, Leon. KN4GFW.
W2JKT.
Your relation to your conversation, Ken, about the cigarette lighter plugs. Over my years, I've become quite the connoisseur of cigarette lighter plugs. And I'll admit, they're not all made the same.
One of them expensive ones if you want it to work right.
Yeah, with the one I have in my bolt is that it keeps on pushing itself out.
This one does. It doesn't have enough side pressure and then the spring out.
Bucket itself is not deep enough. The little side tabs are too far sticking out, and since they taper, it just puts a force that works it out. So, the sockets I think used to be a little deeper, so they would stay in, but these don't.
I got a splitter adapter. It goes from one to two, and the connector into the car is all right. And then the connector going to the dash cam is all right. It's just that they're in one going to the radio, and I think it's more the plug on the end of the radio than anything.
What's with some zip ties?
Besides behind somebody and you're doing 35, but you can't pass them doing 50. What's the deal?
Find out. Let me know.
All day yesterday. Yesterday up at Weaverville, you would love that one.
Let's go again.
I had a delivery up at Weaverville yesterday, and you would love that one, trying to get in and out.
Buttered up one.
Well, it didn't start out well. I should have turned when I had the chance, and it was a tight turn, and I missed my turn, so I had to go turn around. And you know, out in Weaverville, there's not a lot of places you can turn around a tractor trailer. You ever turn around a tractor trailer in a Dollar General parking lot? Fun. Especially when you got people dodging you. And then I finally got back out where I needed to be, trying to turn left in there. Almost got in, and I couldn't get the tandems past this big old drop-off at the culvert. So I had to back up into the primary highway, pull off the wrong side of the primary highway, and back the trailer in on the primary highway.
All kinds of laws yesterday then. But sometimes that's what you got to do to get into these ridiculous places.
I was going to, they had a gazillion tadpoles. They had one of those little recessed load dock things, you know, it's just a big hole where your wheels go in, and then it's filled up with water, and there's a bunch of tadpoles in there. And I asked the guy, I said, where do you want me? That's a loading dock. I looked at the butt and the hole and everything. Okay.
There's a tanker the other day going to Michigan, and I don't know, he's at a truck stop. I don't know what he did, but he ran into a pole in the side with the trailer, and the trailer wasn't roadworthy anymore, so they had to offload all of the stuff into a different tanker.
He hooked the tandems and pulled them out from under it.
I've gotten in the habit of really checking those rear tandems real good. Make sure the pins are in there. You know, you can slide their tandems, and if they don't, they try to pull the tandems off, sometimes they'll rip those pins out, or you never know, the pins won't be seated properly, and I just get in the habit of checking them real good.
That'd be pretty good, but now you got the issue, you know, we put seals on the truck, and now you offloaded the material into a different tanker that didn't get inspected and everything. I just wonder what's going to happen when it gets there.
However much money that load costs.
Customer-owned trailer or a lease trailer?
A dedicated trailer from the trucking company, you know what I mean, that they only haul our stuff, so I have no idea what trailer they put it into.
The one you tore up.
We've had a rash of running bad batches for some reason. I mean, it's like, damn, you got a recipe, and you just can't even get the recipe right. They shorted it like 3,000 pounds of one material because he didn't wait for the tank to get empty. The level said it was empty, but the cone part wasn't empty yet. He shut it down, so that one was short that material. And then another one, somebody left the valve open, and when they were washing down another tank, it was putting water into the product in a different tank. And it's like, man, we just falling all over ourselves. You put in there to prevent it, the smarter the stupid people get.
The human factor. To start today.
I'm trying for it not to take me 2+ hours to get down to the office, so I left a half an hour early this morning.
So far?
It's 6:06, so I got there at 7, a little after 7, Monday and Tuesday, so yeah, that half hour early is getting me an hour earlier arrival time.
New man.
For the Rex.
Works. 5 minutes one way or the other. All you deal with is traffic problems.
290 yesterday, trying to get home, and sure enough, had a wreck. Probably about, I don't know, 500 yards in front of me. So I did the old U-turn and took the all.
It was an hour to get home the other day, and that just from Stacks, it's only 8 miles. It took her 30 minutes to get down that hill there, Taylor's.
Y'all have that. They're paving our road up there on the mountain, Patrick, and I got caught about one time, and all I had to do was back up about 100 feet and go the alternate route. Piece of cake. No traffic anywhere.
Is it first time it's been paved, or are they repaving it?
Third or fourth time since I've been there. It's really going to be nice this time. They're paving it up, nice new thick asphalt, and put brand new stripes on it. Man, be ready for winter. Morning, I was driving on the wrong side of the road just so I could use the new part.
Putting their tax dollars somewhere. Somebody can get some use out of it.
One of the guys that used to work for DOT, I guess he's like a supervisor over there or something. He lives up there, so that's the only reason I come up with. They keep fixing the roads and stuff up there.
An article where there was a truck rolled over out there in Wyoming. You'd never guess what he was hauling.
This one.
Sorry, we doubled. Go ahead, go again.
Have I heard this one?
Other warheads.
No, he was hauling king cobra snakes.
Away.
Problem of invasive king cobras out west.
Cut out, and I don't know if they ever rounded them all up or not. But I can't imagine they would last in the wintertime out there.
They'll last just fine in the winter.
Well, catastrophe. Just like the anacondas down in the Everglades. Trickers, I don't know, a lot of two.
Good morning, gentlemen. KF4MUF.
KO4HKX.
Morning, Jody. KF4TFW.
Or QJKT.
Morning, Jody. NC9B.
Yeah, and I think Leon, it was pythons, and that's just causing the dumbasses down there to turn them loose.
It's all the worst enemy, I'm telling you.
But they do make great boots.
We killed a rattlesnake at the house one day, and my neighbor's like, what'd you do with the snake? It's still up there. He says, can I have it? Put it on the rock for you. I left it on the rock, and sure enough, he came up and picked it up and took it home. I'll make the boots or something.
Authentic rattlesnake belt. You don't want to wear it because it's so damn rough, but I got one.
Well, I wasn't real partial to them, especially when we lived out west.
Came across one in the wild.
Sitting here thinking all the years running around in the woods and stuff around up at the house, I've yet to see a rattlesnake. Seen plenty of other snakes, copperheads, and other things, but no rattlesnakes.
A rattlesnake in New Jersey, of all places.
Down south, guys, man, we grew up around them things, and a bunch of us run together, and if we come across one, we just torment the hell out of him.
And the rattles, I said, well, you have to fight my son for those. I still have them. Had a dog get bit. Luckily, we get up a snake shot when they're eligible.
I have arrived here at the first stop, so I'm going to go ahead and get everything ready to go. You have a safe trip on into work, and maybe I'll catch y'all this afternoon. If not, y'all have a great weekend, and I'll catch you Monday morning. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your finals. 7-3.
Have an awesome day. KN4PFW.
73, Patrick. Have a great day. And I'm going to bounce too. I'm losing the repeater here. So I'll see you guys next week on the air. Have a great weekend. Talk to you soon. W2JKT73.
Patrick, have a great day. Hopefully, I'll talk to you a little bit. And Eric, bounce all into
Patrick, y'all have a blessed day. Enjoy your days out there, and I hope it's good for all of y'all. KF4MUF, 73.
Have an awesome day.
Yeah, Jody, I was telling Patrick and them about the route I had yesterday. Of course, the route I had to take was driving a freight liner, which only had 200,000 miles on it. It wasn't too bad, but man, I think if you go to back them up, especially when you're backing uphill and you're trying to back them at an angle, they just want to hop, skip, and jump. I hate them things.
Was it an automatic?
Yeah, that's all you can get nowadays.
I've been way downhill in the last few years, ain't they?
Yeah. I'm driving it again today. But two stops I had today. One's over in, Clemson place over there off 85. And got to take it up to Fletcher. So, two easy stops.
That's our tractor for the low boy, but it's it's a 10-speed. It's a fuel-guzzling little tractor, but it does all right. You know, you can put that big tracker on it and stuff. It does okay.
Of course, you know, going up the mountain yesterday, it was empty. It didn't have any problem going up the hill. But I got that weight on it. It had a little bit of an issue.
And I don't like an automatic, man. You can't control your RPMs.
RPMs, you can't control the bite point, the torque that the tires you put to it.
Exactly right.
Clock twice just to get where I needed to be. The last girl that went there, she got stuck twice. Twice. Well, same time, same trip. Got stuck pulling in and stuck pulling out.
Hole or just got stuck on the pavement?
But know how you don't let them tend your drive axles, you don't let those get off the pavement. Otherwise you just be spinning tires. How about the field across the way there, getting the grass and turn around? No. Off the primary highway. My second, actually I guess that'd be my third attempt trying to get in there, but I missed the turn initially. It was my first attempt. And then turned around a Family Dollar and come back out. And second attempt, tried to make the turn, got all the way up in there. I couldn't get the tandems past the culvert there. And going into the street, they would have dropped off of the ditch there. So had to back out on the primary, pull on the wrong side of the primary, and then back the trailer all the way up the road.
Yeah, that makes it a blast, doesn't it?
Do the right angle thing, backing up to get into the loading dock, which is not that far off the drive. Off the road there. But he says, I can pull it up. I said, where you want me? He says, right there at the loaded dock. And, I looked at the loaded dock, it was full of mud, dirt, and everything. Okay. But he says, I figured you'd been here before because you're already backing up the road. Figured you'd been here and then figured it out. That's how you were going to do it. But I said, nope, first time here.
Exciting day, doesn't it?
Places you've never been to before. Next time I go there, I know exactly how I'll do it. I'll get in there first time. Cross side of the road to get in there.
Some company don't care what you do to get it in there, as long as you get it in there.
They don't want you tearing up the equipment.
Yeah.
And how often do we come up here? About once a week. Oh, okay. 9B.
U.S.
Ken, I had the grandson out there polishing the front of the camper. Got all the mold and mildew off it. It's looking good.
It's mine right before the last trip out.
Wow, it's got way too much mold and mildew on it. So, getting ready for the season. We're going to go pop take a trip here shortly.
There's a tree in the subdivision that hangs over the road and had some low branches. I got them to come out and they cut some low branches off, but they left one big one. And then, but I always go down the middle, but I see somebody hit it, knocked the bark off of it.
I took one down yesterday. Like, whoops. I guess that was a little low.
So it's about a 6-incher. It didn't, you know, it just peeled the bark off of it. I'm sure it didn't do any good to whatever hit it. I had to go back and double-check my camper, make sure I didn't hit it.
The low-hanging trees in there, they have to be careful going out of my drive. Nobody maintains it. It's just private road all the way back.
Next week, we got our regular security guard, G.I. Jane. She's going on vacation for a week. A temporary fill-in person from the security company, but I mean it's a lot of paperwork in that when you're dealing with all these tankers.
Drop off yesterday afternoon. I got this, you know, I got to check at the guard gate. You know, I have to park the truck, go in, check in. Well, there's two guard gates there. And apparently, I was at the first one, it was the wrong one. So they called me over to the right one. I go over there. Okay. What's your phone number? We'll call you and tell you which dock you need to be at. So I waited a little while. The phone rang. So I went to Dock 16, backed in. They unloaded me. And I go to drive out. I'm like, well, I don't know, you know what to do with this paperwork. So I go to drive out. The guard comes up, run out the shack. Hey, you got to go back in and go to door S2. I said, what for? This is for your paperwork. I said, well, nobody told me that. Nobody came out and nobody knows, you know. Y'all don't tell people this? Doing a U-turn, going all the way back in, getting the stamp my paperwork. I told the girl there, I said, well, nobody came out. She says, well, we don't go outside. I'm like, well, there you go.
Got to go in through the guard, and then you got to go over to the scale and scale, and then you got to go to the loading dock and get loaded, and then you got to go back around and scale, and then you got to come back around and get your paperwork. It's a big hassle.
I don't like doing tankers. It's probably not my future.
Money at it. All you have to do is just show up. If we could get them to show up on time, we'd be all right.
Around them hoses and valves and stuff. And not interested in that.
Do all the loading and all the stuff, and they never even mess with their hoses. But I made it here in the parking lot, so you guys have an awesome day, and I'll catch you guys later, KN4 TFW.
Yeah, because I'm falling in, too. So, y'all have a great day, Ken. And Jody, 73, catch you down the pike, NC and 9B.
Fun, Mr. Ken. Both of y'all enjoy your day, and we'll catch y'all out here on turnaround. 73's KN4 MUF.